So yes, here at NPR, we follow politics and we follow music. So if I were to say presidential music, what would come to mind? The odds are it probably isn't this.
This land was made for you and me.
Sound familiar? If you have not heard it yet, that's a little taste of a folk album recorded by Vermont Senator and now presidential candidate Bernie Sanders in the late 1980s. It's been making the rounds of late-night television as the butt of a joke or two recently. But the whole thing got us wondering, how did that even happen? So we called up the album's producer, Todd Lockwood, in Burlington, Vermont.
I came up with the idea for Bernie Sanders' We Shall Overcome album.
In those days, Lockwood was always on the lookout for hot new projects to grow his music label. One day he had a bold idea.
We had this intriguing mayor, Bernie Sanders. So I thought, well, here's an opportunity to see the man behind the curtain. And I came up with this wacky idea of bringing him into the studio and having him record his favorite songs.
So he sent the then mayor a letter, and before he knew it, they were face to face.
The very first thing he said when I sat down in his office was, I have to admit to you right up front that this appeals to my ego.
So he was on board, and you probably wouldn't guess what inspired their vision.
It was only a couple of years before this that the Michael Jackson We Are the World recording had been done. And so we saw this as kind of a Vermont version of that, where Michael had a room full of superstars. We were going to have a room full of Vermonters.
Lockwood enlisted 30 singers and musicians to help flesh out Bernie Sanders' hand-picked track list. But when he finally got Bernie behind the mic, he noticed he had a little bit of a problem.
I realized pretty early on that Bernie is not a singer.
As I went walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway.
So we ended up with what you now hear, you know, more along the lines of a talking blues kind of approach.
This land was made for you and me.
And I think it really suits Bernie.
The rich get richer, traveling about in their chauffeured limousines and jet-setting their way around the world to their exotic vacation places.
These days, it seems that Senator Sanders himself is not so sure, as he told NBC's Lester Holt earlier this week.
If people are thinking of voting for me for my musical capabilities, not the right reason. I have other attributes. Carrying a tune is not one of them.
Producer Todd Lockwood is more optimistic.
I fully expect that if he becomes president, that we will see a golder platinum record hanging on the wall here.
The human spirit, may it never be extinguished.